You're listening to SBS News.
Number 3 ranked England is feeling more confident than ever about its chances at the 2019 FIFA Women's World Cup. It's clear the Lionesses' intentions at this tournament are to not only make the finals, but to be crowned champions. Captain Steph Horton believes her side is stronger than ever before.
I've been in plenty of squads in terms of World Cup and European Championships, and all have had different strengths about them. And I think for this one here especially, I think we have the right blend of youth and experience. We have players that have played in pressure games, top pressure games, where you have to go and win. And I feel as though we've got a squad that wants to go and win and has that winning mentality to go and do something special in France.
Former Australia star and SBS commentator Joey Peters says the English bring some of the tournament's best players, including Lucy Bronze, touted by coach Phil Neville as one of the best in the world. But she believes Japan, ranked at number 7, is the team to watch in this group.
So you cannot discount the quality of Japan, and their history in the game is one of they're such students of the game, and now with their coach as well, she's very much gone through a transition period with Japan, but she's been able to bring them up to speed so quickly that you can still see that Japan is going to get through surely.
Japanese coach Asako Takakura is telling her players to just enjoy the moment ahead of their first match against Argentina.
We'll be together for a long time, and individually there'll be tense moments, ups and downs. So I told the squad, let's enjoy. Each one has to remember that you move forward, not backwards.
This World Cup will also be the first for Scotland's women's side, who previously came close to qualification in 2015 but lost out to the Netherlands. The world number 20 ranked side knows all about close matches, having won 5 of their pre-France 2019 matches by a 1-goal margin. But it will likely be a tough ask to defeat their traditional rival England in the first match of the stage. Joey Peters says with the addition of number 37 ranked Argentina, who were celebrating their return to the top level after a 12-year absence, this group will be one football fans can get excited about.
Scotland's there, I think, for the first time. So that'll be a lot of great attention over there again in Europe. And, a very good, along with Argentina, it's a great group, to watch.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.